Brothers Insurance.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When you look at the average family calendar, it is overwhelming. It really is. But here's the problem. Without a healthy conversation, there can be no healthy marriage.
Learn more on the next Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Heard Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station. Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 763-8333. You won't be disappointed.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Look, it's not going to do you a whole lot of good if you pursue God hoping for a miracle because you think maybe He can do something. Well, maybe He can. Maybe He can do this. You have to know and understand that He is the Son of God and that His word is true. These four guys, all they knew is, hey, let's get him to Jesus. If we get him to Jesus, Jesus can take care of his situation. What a cool example that is for us of how when we release him to do whatever it is that he wants to do in the lives of people that we're bringing, he'll always do the right thing. Jesus will always do the right thing. Thanks for the amen. I appreciate the encouragement. And the reason why is the bottom line is he knows them better than we do. He understands them better than we do. He loves them more than we could ever love them. He cares for them more than we could ever care for them. So what's our role in this? If it's not to fix people, if it's not to straighten people out, it's to get them to Jesus. It's just to get them to Jesus. You know, one of the problems we've had in our American Christianity is that we've been so concerned about coming into our churches to get our needs met that we've really just forgotten that we need to be concerned about getting folks that are out there to a place where they can know Him. That's really where the heart of God is. It's really what God wants us to be doing. And we can do it. He's given us the Holy Spirit to be able to get it done. Have you ever seen that in church where people are like, I didn't get blessed this morning. I mean, it was an okay word. He preached, it was all right. I got a little bit, but I didn't really get blessed this morning. I could have just slept in. Well, excuse me, it ain't about you. Huh? It ain't about you being happy. It ain't about you being pleased with the word this morning. It ain't about God. It ain't about you trying to get God to do what you want to do. It's about doing what God wants to do. It's about Him. Amen? Now, does that mean we don't care? Of course we care. Of course we love each other. I care. I ain't that sick. Come on, I ain't that demented. I do care. Amen? I don't like rejection. Does anybody here like to be rejected? I'll be honest with you, I have a hard time with it. You don't call me back, it upsets me. I'd like for everybody in this church to love me and to like me, but the bottom line is I'm not here to please you or to make you happy. I'm just here to get you to Jesus. That's really my job. Come on, somebody. I'm here to be submitted to Him, not submitted to you, and to do what He says, and to love all the folks that He sends here, and to do my best to encourage them and build them up and equip them for the work of the Lord. And that's the cool thing. You ever notice that the people that you love the most and the people that you care about the most are the same people that are usually not pleased with you? Amen. The people that you would die for are usually the people that are upset with you. Isn't that kind of weird? When you become a pastor, you think everybody's going to love and appreciate you putting your life out there to look after the spiritual well-being of other people. You know, that's one of the things you think. Can I just tell you, I learned really quick, not everybody's going to love me. I found out. Matter of fact, when I was a youth pastor, I had a lot of friends, a lot of close friends. I became a senior pastor. I don't have hardly any close friends. That's the truth. They go away. And I just thought, man, I'm going to be a senior pastor, and I'm going to give my life away to people, and they're just going to love me. I go home to Kim, and I say, Kim, you know, I don't think so-and-so loves me. And Kim says, Jason, I know this might come as a shock to you, but not everybody loves you. Some people think you're brass. Some people think you're short. Some people think you got a big mouth, and they ain't all going to love you. It's okay. I know you think, you know, that everybody was going to, but get over it and just love them anyway. That's been hard for me. If I'm being honest with you this morning, that's been very hard for me. And if I'm being really honest with you, it was a shock to me, you know, because I wasn't expecting it. I figured if I'm loving people, ministering to people, well, why wouldn't they love me back? You know, why would they be mad at me? I don't know. Maybe I forgot to call them or visit them or something. I don't know. Maybe I didn't say hi. It's just weird to me. But that's just the way it seems to go in the body of Christ. But I've just come to understand that it really ain't about me. It ain't about what people feel about me. It's really about me just doing my best to get y'all to Jesus. And it's really about you doing your best to get others to Jesus. And get people in the house, man, so that God can do what he wants to do in our midst. There's nothing more important, and I can't say it emphatically enough, than getting to Jesus and getting others to Jesus. I can get up here and teach theology that's so deep it'd make your mind boggle. I know how to do that. I can spend 5 weeks on one verse. I've done that. And dig down into it so deep that people's brains are starting to ooze out of their ears. And deep revelations and deep waters and deep understandings. And that's all fun. I love doing stuff like that. But none of it is more important than getting people to Jesus. See, that's the fundamental thing. That's the truth. He's the main attraction. He's the main thing. He's the main source. We can stand up at the altar and have deliverance sessions that run for 3 hours and pray for healing for people and cast out devils and flop around on the floor like fish if we want to. But can I just tell you, it's not more important than just getting people to Jesus. And I understand there's a place in ministry where people can get down to the heart issues of their lives and be dealt with and get some healing in some areas from past wounds. And pastor, I understand all that. But somewhere along the line, we've made ministry a dog and pony show where we've built leaders up and built people up in their giftings, and their giftings are so great that we're just trying to get people out to get to this certain person that has a certain gifting so they can get a certain revelation so they can get healed. When the truth is we just need to get them to Jesus. We put more faith in other people's ministries than we do in God anymore. And I want to tell you, man, it's sad because we're really replacing the ministry of Christ with this thing that I don't even know what it is anymore. But a lot of it ain't Jesus. A lot of it is self-indulgence and pride and Pharisaic, Sadduceic attitudes that have crept into the church. People full of pride. Where it's become all about their gifting and all about their ministry. And can I just tell you, I really believe it's grieving the Holy Spirit. It grieves the heart of God. Because God hasn't called one minister that I know of, one apostle, one missionary, one evangelist, to ever be famous. But we got so many people trying to be famous. truth is that all of our goal together ought to just be to make Jesus famous. We should be talking about him and building him up and sharing him with other people. Telling others how he's changed our life and how he's impacted us. How he's made a difference in us. And really going out of our way to make Jesus famous. You know, I determined when I took over the pastorship about 3.5 years ago here that I was going to be faithful to just preach the truth and not sugarcoat the truth. And if it meant that we only had 50 people in church or 20 people in church, then so be it. But I wasn't going to get up and preach a sinker-sensitive, watered-down gospel, a feel-good message. The truth is I can do that. I've done it. We could fill this place up and run in 3 months and be running 2 services if I changed the way I preached. Parking lot would be full. The bills would be paid. Construction would be going on the property. I just got to change it up a little bit. I could do it. But I cannot bring myself to compromise on this fundamental truth. Then we just got to tell the truth. I don't want to stand before God someday and have him say, you know, you had so much opportunity to really help set people free and really get people to Jesus. But you were more interested in building a kingdom down there on Edwards Road. And not really just getting people to me where they can get free. I can't live that compromise, ladies and gentlemen. And I gotta tell you, sometimes I feel like a failure when I look out and I see people that don't want to come to church and people that don't want to plug in and we fall way behind on our bills. And I think, you know, well, what is it, God? What is it? Is it me? Did I miss it somewhere? You know, am I not doing this thing right? Why do we struggle so much? Why do we have to constantly pick up the pieces? Why do we have to fight to get people to come to church and be excited about what's happening around here? Why do we have to beg people to get down here and plug in? And it's easy to sit around and think, well, maybe it is just me. You know, maybe I'm missing it somewhere. But you know, when I talk to my daddy about it and I get along with God about it, it's the same thing over and over again. Just keep preaching the truth, son. Just keep preaching the truth, son. Whether they come or not, just keep preaching the truth. If the bank takes it or not, keep preaching the truth. If you have to close the school down this year, just keep preaching the truth. If you got to lay everybody off, just keep preaching the truth. You know what? It's okay. I'm just going to keep preaching the truth. Because, you know, if it all goes away next week or 2 months from now or whatever, my conscience will be clear. Because I know I've been preaching the truth.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Praise the Lord. This is Archbishop John Wayne Manning, Senior Pastor from The Omega Church International Ministry, located in Oakland Park, Florida, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. We are a non-denominational Christian church for all nations, inviting you and your family to listen to our broadcast held every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Shout! That's something to shout about. But better than that, he shouts over us. Hallelujah. There's a beautiful blessing in the Siddur, Baruch Hu et Adonai Hamavurach. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. Blessed is the name of the Lord.
Disappointed, disillusioned, here I am again. left with nothing but a few kind words and advice from well-meaning friends. Worldly wisdom, empty answers, and the thoughts of men. Chaos within. All of the roads I turned down were wrong, but I'm back to the truth. I should have known all along. Jesus, you are my wonderful counselor. I look in your show me my heart. Help me to see things as they really are. Jesus, you are my wonderful counselor. I come to you and I'm so satisfied. For you memorizing lines, words of comfort that we knew and heal this heart of mine. As I travel on this journey, there's light along. Joy that comes when I careful to obey. So many things that I'd read before suddenly now make sense to me, Lord. Jesus,
this is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.